Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. Welcome back. So good to have you back on the show again. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better, thank you. Much, much, much better. Yeah, that flu that's going around, I'm going to tell everybody, just be really careful and take it really seriously because it's not anything to mess around with.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. I hear you. Mm-hmm. So, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, I remember a lot about, I'm of that age, you know, I Have a Dream speech and the whole march, the whole movement starting of it, it's been on a journey. It's been a long journey. So
yes,
today is a very important day. We've made some strides forward, not enough.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that. But one of the cool things I heard on the news today was that the movie Selma, which just came out, you know, which obviously is about Martin Luther King and the marches in Selma. Kids today, and I don't know if it's all across the country, but at least I know, I'm not exactly sure where it is, so it's something to be explored.
Uh-huh.
But they said that kids who are off of school today, because most people have school off, there's no mail and all that other stuff, they can actually watch the movie for free just by presenting their school ID, which I think is really kind of cool. You know?
That's very cool.
So, yeah, so
and
I think you just have to choose.
It's an important movie, so that's good.
Yeah, no, and I think it's something that, you know, that's so cool that they get a chance to see. I mean, it's a historical movie. It's a, you know, obviously it's a movie, but... You know, I just think that that's a, you know, really, really cool thing to do on a day like today because, you know, kids are off anyway, so then they get to go see a movie. So what's new and exciting in the world of Jan Marino and transitions? What's happening?
Well, I'm getting ready to launch a new website called Reinvention Chronicles, and we'll be doing that this week, so I'll be sending out boatloads of notes about that, but basically it's reinventionchronicles.com, and it's a platform for baby boomers who are going through transitions, reinventing themselves, and it's a place for all of us in transition to be able to share our stories and learn more about how other people have been successful. I've got videos on there interviewing people who have gone through transitions. And, you know, sometimes stuff doesn't work, and we want to know that, too, so we can make our own mistakes and not make the same mistakes over and over again. But basically, it's all about reinvention, and it's all about those next 30 years of our lives when, you know, our parents retired and we're not going to do that. We're going to continue to contribute and be active in a different way and be trailblazers like we've always been as a generation. So that's what that's about.
I understand. Sounds great.
Yeah.
So good luck with the launch. Yep.
Thanks.
And I've been cranking out my mymarketingmagnet.com, and those are podcasts available, and anybody can head to that. And I'm up to 25 episodes already. It's amazing, you know, 25 episodes.
Yeah.
So that goes pretty quickly. Yeah. The guests are just amazing. I mean, the amount of the guy that I interviewed this week on webinars, he's done over 800 webinars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. you know he knows his stuff. Just, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the level of the people on the show is they're all, you know, they've been doing this for a while and quite expertise, or they have quite a level of expertise on that stuff.
Right.
So it's really, it's great. I mean, it's really, really great. Speaking of expertise, we have our guest on the line, Sally Rutledge-Ott. And Sally, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Jan. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm swell. I'm dandy. Happy Martin Luther King Day, and blessings to all for that.
Yes, yes. So, anyways, why don't you let this audience know a little bit about you, because you, you know, you're like the, I don't know, you're a secret agent. You do so many different things between OTSI and your Chamber of Commerce work and all those other things. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm not sure what y'all want to know, but I am the president of OTSI. OTSI is a dual-purpose business entity. I am a national and federally certified construction supplier. I meet the needs for government contracting, for set-aside programs for women-owned small business. And the other side of that, I'm a not-for-profit specialist. I hold U.S. copyrights on legal policies and procedures. I train boards and staff. I write legal policy manuals. I start new not-for-profits, and I get new not-for-profits out of trouble when they're in trouble. Also, I'm the president of OTT Electric, which is a full-service electrical contracting business. I'm in that with my husband. He's the electrician, and you don't want me to fix your lights. Don't call me and ask me to do that. And So I do a lot. I also ride Harley. I'm a mother of a 30-year-old, and we have a wedding this year. So a lot of excitement in 2015.
That sounds
great.
Like it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing, I mean, you went from, because the reason we have you on is just to talk about transitions, is you went from working at a Chamber of Commerce as a membership director to actually now you educate Chambers of Commerce and business people on policies, procedures, and those kind of things, and also run conferences for nonprofits and things like that. So can you talk a little bit about that?
I do. When I started my career right out of college, I was a court reporter. And I did that for 15 years and found out I can't talk. That's a problem for an Aries type A. So I had a really good judge at the time that said, why are you doing this? So I said, I don't know. So I went back to college and went into marketing and started. I grew up with a spirit of a servant's heart. My parents were very, very involved. So I was a volunteer from a little girl. And I started getting involved with not-for-profits and hosting telethons and doing other really fun things, and some not so fun, but what needed to be done. What I found out early on, 30 years ago, my age, I found out that not-for-profits really don't understand their charter. They don't understand the laws that are applicable to them and how to make it stronger and better. And there's a difference between a C3 charitable and a C6 member organization. So I started taking master's level classes into organizational development, business law, not-for-profit development, and started really researching, going to every seminar that I could. This was before the webinar time. Went to every seminar, conference, and workshop I could, and to the point where I made a friend, and the friend was a law professor at a university. And I said, you know, I've been hearing more and more about antitrust. Nobody understands it. I don't know what to do about all of this. And he said, well, write a policy. I said, okay. So it took me 6 months because, seriously, I had to research the Norr Pennington Doctrine, and my brain hurt. So I started doing that. Well, then that was in 2004. And then I found a great patent copyright lawyer, and I actually copyrighted that with the United States government. It was just easier to do that. You know, and since then I started researching. I started interim directing for chambers that were in trouble. And I was coined a chamber whisperer several years ago that you're in trouble, you call me, and I will go in and I will change you. And people don't like change. But
right.
I was, you know, it's painful. But if you're near death and as an organization and you're not really ready to get rid of it, then it's time to call me and have me come in and do an assessment. I'll do a critical assessment immediately, find out what you need to keep you in line with your charter, especially in Illinois. We have one of the strongest attorney generals, you know, and because of that, we have a wonderful charitable solicitations bureau. And so I started doing that and took that into keynote speaking all across the country doing that. I trained chambers and other not-for-profits, not only through the United States, but now into Canada via Skype and GoToMeeting technology,
mm-hmm.
You know, which has really broadened my horizon when it comes to these trainings. So I keep transitioning myself. I thought I wanted to go into advertising and PR and with my marketing degree, and I thought, not really what I want. I kept getting called back to the servant piece. So little by little, I have redesigned myself and my businesses over the years. I run a not-for-profit academy, certified, the only one in the Midwest, because I want executives and board members. I've had a lot of board members come in, understand how to do it. We're going to teach you. I have a list of extremely trained and certified instructors. And it, when I see people, I've only made a couple people cry. It's okay. You know, isn't it? When I see the epiphany, when I see the strength that they leave with, it's a really good day for me.
Well, now, the laws are different now. If you're going to be a board member, you have fiduciary duties as well, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's fiduciary and legal. And much of it was brought out of Sarbanes-Oxley of 2003. When Enron went through all their nightmare, they had to come out with something very strong. And there's several component pieces for boards that came out of that, and that would be the fiduciary transparency of an organization. And I don't mean it's everybody's business. I mean that the IRS says you have to be, you know, in good standing. You have to look at those finances. You have to be insured with directors and officers insurance.
Exactly.
You know, and the other piece is document retention. It's you know, there's legal aspects for document retention.
Right.
So it really does. Everything has changed over the years, and I think for the better.
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, through all this transition, what do you think has been your number one asset that has helped you go from, you know, one industry to another?
Perseverance. I say that without hesitation. You know what? And even if you're not the expert when you start something, if you have an idea, you have a dream, you have to pursue it. You can't let it go. I mean, years ago when our son was going to go to college and he wanted to get a music degree, and I had friends say, "Why are you letting him do that?" I said, "It's called passion. I can't." Uh-huh. You know, you have to live that passion every single day, or how boring is your life? You know, my dad always says this ain't no dress rehearsal. So. It really does. It was researching it. And with the internet now, you can research anything at any time. And if I don't know, I'll call Brian. And you have to have good people in your circle. You have to be dedicated every single day to making it better in one way or another. And you're going to have lousy days. Dan, you and I both know there's going to be days you get up and you're dragging yourself. And my businesses, both of them are home-based. So I have to be extremely dedicated. And that makes it, I think, for somebody like me, even better, because I surround myself with people who are smarter than I am. That's key, number one. And you have to keep learning. You can't say, "Oh, I know everything," because you don't know everything about anything. So I say perseverance. You gotta keep trying. Listen, not everything's gonna work, and that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's a really hard lesson for people. The other thing I was gonna ask you about was, sometimes the process is not quite in the time frame that you think it's going to be. How do you handle that?
That's been with my certification, to be frank. When I opened OTSI in February of 2014, it was a transition from my other company called Women with Power. And I went from that, which Brian was one of my keynote speakers and still is a keynote speaker. And when I transitioned into that, I called my lawyer, I called my accountant, and I said, "Listen, this is kind of what I want to do. The construction supply thing kind of came out of Odd Electric, and I see a need for it. There's a void of this in my area." And what I did was I had to research first, and I started and I found out, unless I become federal certified through the SBA, there's really not much that I can do with it. I'll always be, tooling around with it. So I started researching that. What's the best way to do it? What organizations do I need to go through? And I have to tell you, it took a lot longer to get that because I really had to learn and understand it than in my mind it should have. And now I'm training people as to how to do it. And I went in through a third-party certifier, the United States Women's Chamber, because of the strength. And, you know, 550,000 members can't be wrong, not all of them. And so it was every day I was checking. Every day I was driving them crazy. I think, where is it? How's it going? What do you need from me? I got to the point where I felt halted, So I started working harder on the not-for-profit, getting that ready as I'm learning more and more about state certification and national certification and what it means. So if you don't succeed at the beginning with one aspect, you keep forging ahead with it, and you try to learn more about your own business, about your own entity. What competition do you have, if any? What do you need to do? How do you need to learn? How do you, contact somebody like Brian and say, I need help. I need to hire you for my website. I need assistance to develop. And it's other people's ideas that you can blend in with your own in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is great advice. It really is, because people just get so, they get stuck, I think. And then it's taking longer than they wanted. And then, they get impatient. And then they think they failed. And there's really no... there's no, guidebook on how you do this.
No.
Well,
no,
yes,
and
you
know
and
what?
You and I will write it, but right now it's not.
I think so. You know, it's funny, too. I don't take no for an answer very well. And patience is not one of my virtues. So I've had to really figure out other ways to be productive during that waiting period. And then when it comes and you're like, oh, my gosh, I have everything that I need now. Now it's waiting again as I'm researching the whole federal biz opportunities, as I'm, figuring out, I can bid the prime now, the Lockheed Martins and the Boeings. And, okay, how do I do this? I mean, I'm this little contracting supply company that, what? So I'm thrown into a whole thing, but it's a challenge every day.
Yeah.
And if I don't have a challenge, it's not a good day for me.
I can tell that because you have a very good, strong personality, which I think is also, and you communicate well, you express yourself well. And that is critical when you are trying to transition and bring about change.
It's really interesting, though. Thank you for saying that. And I've been called worse than strong personality, and that's okay.
You wear it with a badge of honor.
I have a button, and it's okay. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I get that. But, I'm learning this whole construction supply thing, too, without you, because I've gotten slapped around a little bit, and I think that was needed. The first time it happened, I made a phone call. I talked to this federal procurement officer, and he told me, here's what you do, here's what you do, here's what you do, here's what you don't do. Well, the first thing I did was I did it my way. That was really stupid. I got slapped around, and I hung up. I went, okay. That was dumb. I wouldn't have talked to me either.
Those learning things, they're important. They're important to learn and to then change a little bit your approach.
Yeah. You have to. I mean, I could have kept doing it the way I was doing it and end up, being almost blacklisted in my industry. Instead, I took two more webinars on the subject. I was learning from other women who are successful doing this throughout the country, and I thought, oh, why didn't I do it that way? I'm a copious note taker. That's my old court reporting coming through, and I'm taking all these notes and highlighting, and I've got highlighters flying and pens flying and ink all over me, and I decided I really don't know what I'm doing yet. So, I think the thing is there's tools out there for you to be able to get. If there's resources for you to be able to use, you're not a know-it-all. Use them, And if you don't, shame on you. Shame on you.
Exactly.
Well, see, that's where you bring up a huge message about this whole transition thing is that, all of us have to learn how to educate ourselves as we go along, because I don't care how much you know, you don't know everything. And, you know, and it's just one of those kind of things where you have to search out people with more knowledge and get used to learning from these tools. And that's, it's perfect what you've just said, Sally, is, you know, you went into a completely different industry you knew nothing about, and then you found webinars that taught you how to do it, which was fabulous. So how did you go about finding the resources? I guess that's one of the things that I think people would like to know.
Well, when I first started in February, I called the Small Business Administration, and my local region happened to be out of Chicago, the head of it. And I talked to this lady up there, and I said, listen, I need assistance. I'm doing this, and I think I know everything. I don't know squat. And she said, well, you need to become certified. If you want to be a player in this industry, you need to become certified. And I said, well, how do I do that? And she said, there's many, many different ways, but you want to find a third-party certifier. And she said, Google third-party certifier for, you know, WOSB, Woman-Owned Small Business. I said, okay. Well, I did, and the number one that popped up time and time again was the United States Women's Chamber of Commerce. Honest to God, I didn't even know they were there. Shame on me. I've been in chamber work for 30 years, and I didn't even know they were there. And so I got on their website, and it was like, ta-ta! It was like an epiphany of information. And for a woman in business, oh, you have to do this. Now, there's some self-certification through the SBA, but here's the problem. The big primes don't look at that. They want a third-party certifier that has been gone through the gamut of questions and answers and essays and training and certification and documentation. And then I had to start doing all this documentation. And it was like doing an inventory of Sally. You know what I mean? It was like a professional inventory of Sally. And they needed to know it. And I got to tell you, it was very difficult to begin this whole process. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought, oh, my God, I'm back in school. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took me like 2 months to figure this out. And then every time you get going, then you have to get into SAM.gov. And then you have to get into SBA GSL login. And all of a sudden, all these initials are coming up. And I started flashcards for initials because I couldn't figure out the initials. I thought, this is like being in court reporting. You know, when you do flashcards for something we call arbitration. So I'm doing all these flashcards, and I'm like, that's under G. There's G. There's a G file. And I went back to basics. I thought, you know, I better become a student, and I better be darn good at it. And I spent many nights, all night, you know, just doing it when the house was quiet and the husband was home and he was fed and he was asleep, and I'm like, okay, back at it. And to the point, it was like I got it. You know, you get that, and then you're trying to do the happy dance with the jazz hands. It was just like all of a sudden, I got it. But it took me like 2 months to get it. And then, you know, and then the whole process. So I guess the thing is you know, Google, I didn't have Google when I started my career, none of them. And, you know, when we started out electric 2.5 years ago, my husband came home and said, you know, I want to quit my current job. I've been an electrician for 35 years. I'm going to start a business. I went, oh, okay. So all of a sudden I was thrown into the electrical field in a whole different way. And trying to learn the ins and outs of that whole business because we're a union contractor, just going through the, you know, the specifics and not taking no, calling every day. And, you know, if you don't want me calling you every day, give me the answer the first time. There you go. That's how it is. And I think a lot of, especially women in business, Jan, and Ryan, you understand this too, for men, but I can only speak towards women in business because that's who I work with the most. Is speaking as a woman in business and a small business in itself, I mean, I did open, you know, Microsoft. And when I started doing this, there's so many women that said, oh, you know, it's almost too much work. And I said, too much work? So you don't have the passion for your industry, find another one. You know, there's never too much work. And if you have too much work, that's a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, there's something about, I think, too, when it gets too hard, then I don't want to do it because it's too hard.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think, you know what, you're not going to make it.
No, well, you can almost see it now, can't you? And it makes me sad. Yeah. I almost get weepy. You know, I mean, it's like, and I always say to people, all right, is your business a hobby or is it a business? Well, what do you mean? And I said, okay, is it a hobby or is it a business? Well, I'm not sure. I said, it's a hobby. I can tell you right now. Because if you're not, because somebody said, well, I need to do a Facebook page. I said, guess? The number one search engine in the world, and you guess? Yeah, I think you need to do exactly. more than guests. I think you need to take a seminar mm-hmm. on this or a mm-hmm. webinar on this or, I don't know, read Brian's book for, you know, for the love of
yeah.
God. So I always say that, you know, you want specifics. Let's get
right.
specific.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
let's
exactly.
keep it separate, you know. And so early on, I didn't know anything about social media. I started going to Brian's, you know, seminars
right.
he was doing. And
right.
I was in the back going, you're kidding. You're kidding. I didn't know you could do that. So it was just a matter of learning. And
right.
I'm always the one in the room with my hand up going, how? Why? How come? And making sure that I get as many answers as possible. And when I see other women struggling, you know, you kind of lay it out. And they're like, well, I have a business plan and a marketing plan. I said, but do you do it? No. I
right.
go, then they're useless pieces of paper.
yeah. Exactly.
See, Sally, I completely disagree with you. Whenever you came to any one of my classes, you were about as subtle as a Mack truck. You just sat in the back of the room and you were very noticeable. Let's put it that way. Well, speaking of getting noticed,
I
want to make
people to be boring.
Well,
no, I don't want
I don't
people
blame
to
you.
Be boring either. I think boring people are they just suck the life out of you. Sorry, boring.
And they're
boring people are boring.
You.
Ah, stop it.
So before we finish up here, I want people to know how to get a hold of you, and I know there's multiple ways. So why don't you give them all your contact info so that, you know, if they're interested in learning more about you or Odd Electric or Otzi or whatever, let them know.
That'd be perfect. And I'm very proud of my websites because, I don't know, they were done by Brian Basilico. Let's go to Otzi, and it's very simple. It's www.femalesupplier.com. All my information is in there, how to get a hold of me. And Electric is www.otselectric.com. That's OTTS, plural, electric.com. And you can also check out Otzi on Facebook or Odd Electric on Facebook as well. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Google Plus for both businesses. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity and hopefully to encourage and to tell people that are looking to change industry, business, open a business, you know what, give it a try. Give it an absolute try. Don't invest more than you can afford to invest at the beginning, but you have to keep working on it every single day. And if it's a passion, don't let it go, because I'm not going to be the one someday to say, gee, I wish I would have. I'm going
right.
to be the one that says, I tried it, and I'm very
yeah.
glad I did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
Great,
this was fabulous.
Great guest.
Yep.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks,
Have
Sally.
A
Have a great
day.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go. You've now met Sally Rutledge-Ott, somebody who I definitely think out-energized or bunnies me.
She's great.
Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yes,
and,
she is.
You know, I think she has that. She has a kind of willpower that, you know, she's going to do it. She will make mistakes, but it's okay because she's just going to keep on trucking.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, no, she does.
Great guest. Great stuff.
Yeah. And I've watched her reinvent herself numerous times to where she's at now. So, you know, I know the,
uh-huh.
you know, we've been friends for numerous years. So I've seen the
uh-huh.
progression and I've seen the trials and tribulations that she's gone through. But I've also, you know, have spoken with her and for her and all those things. And she's just a ball of fire. So,
yeah, you can tell.
Yep. So we've got next week. It's going to be the Brian and Jan show. We're just going to kind of talk
it
through
is.
Things. Yeah, so we're going to have a good show for you guys next week, and then we're going to start picking up again with guests in 2 weeks. So make sure you guys check us out, you know, find us on iTunes and, you know, give us some reviews and all that stuff. And any famous last words, Jan? We got about 10, 15 seconds here.
Famous last words, life is short. Don't put off whatever it is that your passion is. Go out and do it and make a difference. There,
love that.
I've spoken.
All right, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week on BLT. And this is Brian and Jan saying have a good one. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. Bye.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business, Life, Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.